Thank you, Kane. 753 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. It's a Thursday. You know what that means? Time to see what's going on the water. Fishing Report with Sean Sullivan and Captain Bobby Abrascato.
Yeah, thank you, Dalton. I brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company and McConnell Buick GMC. And the star of the show, my buddy, Captain Bobby Abrascato from A-Team Fishing Adventures. It's October, man, and it did rain, but what are the fish thinking here? It's fall fishing yet?
Didn't even have to go very far yesterday. I got a little topwater bite going in my front yard. So, you know, I had that wet stuff come down, man. Didn't know how to act. Standing on the front porch whacking them.
Well, we haven't had, I mean, we're already dry, and then October's a dry month, and those of us that wait for this fishing to break out north end of the bay and in the Causeway area kind of look for these dry Octobers. Are the fish moved up that far yet? What's happening?
They're on the move that way, Sean, but like we talked about, I think last week, because I know this is near and dear to your and my heart, we talk about it on and off the air quite a bit, but not there yet. There's a lot of things heading that way, and if you keep up with water temperature like fishing geeks like me and you do, you know, we're just now getting that sub-75-degree water temperature range. This cold front, whatever you want to call it, we got coming this weekend, should get it there and keep it there. And I think that's when you're going to really start to see some magic happen. You know, those of us that are sweating the rain, we didn't get enough upstate rain to have any effect whatsoever on that. It was a, you know, just kind of a slow drizzle, all day drizzle, and it's going to mess up the local rivers for a day or so. That's going to be about it. It wasn't enough to really mess anything up. But in the meantime, that thing's going to continue on the move. We've been fishing all week long, and I haven't been up that way in about a week, up towards the north end of the bay, but I talked to some guys that saw some bird schools south of the interstate. So that'll tell you it's all mm-hmm. going that way. As far as like on the south end, the water down there obviously staying beautiful with a lot. That stays beautiful all the time. It's really pretty now, and there's a lot of bait down there too. A lot of fish still on shrimp. And another thing, like we talked about on the outdoor show a week or so ago, you know, this cooler weather, the other thing is going to get some of this bait out of here, some of the fin fish out of here. And with that, you know, you'll see that the fish aren't nearly as particular, which is nice if you want to fish with artificial bait. They're not as particular about what they're going to eat. You don't always have to have that live bait on. But on the other hand, if you can get your hands on some live bait, it definitely helps.
Now, Bobby, so south end of the bay, still staying on kind of a normal pattern on those fish down there?
Yep. Yeah, as a matter of fact, we ran a big group trip with Sean Powers and his group tagging some fish again on Monday, and just about everybody stayed on that shallow water deal. I think a couple of guys slipped out to the rigs, but you know, this will tell you how salty the water is. Is the problems they were still having was with the high salinity species like ladyfish and mackerel and that sort of thing. So that'll tell you that there's a real high salinity level at the lower end of the bay, which means that, you know, further up the bay it's going to be more of like that ideal salinity level, which is again what we've been talking about and hoping for here in the next week or so.
Hey, Bobby, people want to get a trip booked for some of this great fall fishing or even winter fishing ahead. How do they do it?
Just go to ateamfishing.com, and it's got all of the details on our trips and easy for you to navigate. If you want to email us or just call us, and Miss Kim will get you fixed up.
All right, good stuff, Bobby. We'll talk again next week.
Okay, my friend. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company and McConnell Buick GMC.